Hey there, welcome to the Woo Is Podcast, a podcast where we help you become the hero in your love story. And I am Patrick Wu. I am joined with my amazing co-host today,
Layla.
Layla.
The future wife.
The future wife. Hi there, Layla. How are
Hi.
You doing?
Doing good.
Good. Well, okay, so today I wanted to make this episode about 1 year after I made my vow.
Yes.
And on December 9th, if you want to go back to the episode where I called it Looking for Your Queen, I said, you know, this is going to be the year that I find the love of my life. I'm going to, for the next year, that's what's going to happen. I put it out into the world, and within 1 year, I'm not only that I only find the love of my life, but I'm now engaged to her.
Yes.
So that was kind of crazy.
It was crazy.
So today we're going to go back in time a little bit and kind of revisit the things that kind of got us here and how you can get wherever you want to go with finding your own queen, or if you're one of the few women that are watching, listening to the show, how you can find your king.
Absolutely.
Okay. So Layla, my queen?
Yes, my king.
Where were you 1 year ago? Do you remember?
I was a hot mess 1 year ago.
You were a hot mess. Okay.
No, I mean, well, yes.
And you were dating, right? You were dating someone?
Oh, yeah. I was, well, I think I was single at this point exactly a year ago. I was single, but I was dating around.
Okay.
Just, you know, open to the possibilities. And yeah, I wasn't very happy with the options.
The options that you had?
Yeah. So it was quite a experience, I want to say, last year. It wasn't, I always say it's for the fun, and also it's good for you, you know, to experience these different kinds of things. And even if it's hurtful or painful, it's good for you. Like you learn from those things.
Yeah.
Because if everything is perfect, I wouldn't be here with you now.
That's
if
right.
I had something else that was good.
That's
so
right.
So it all led me to you, and I'm grateful for all those quote unquote bad experiences. And I've had quite a few. So thank you.
My previous
relationships that failed. Thank you.
You know what I actually find interesting? I don't know if you notice this, Layla, but I always thank you for your exes.
You do.
I always tell you, oh, like, thank you for your ex, like the one that hurt you. He gave me you.
Yeah.
Or the exes that didn't work out. It was like a present from them to me.
Yeah, it all had to,
you know,
it all led us towards one another.
Yeah.
So the road might have been messy and whirly, and but as long as, you know, it ultimately led me to you, and, you know, to finally find the love.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
So for you, Layla, have you always been this person that's like, you know, I want to find the love of my life? Or have you always been that kind of like romantic, where you're like, oh, I can't wait to find the love of my life one day? Is that like your energy?
So I think when I was younger, I was very romanticizing this big love. Of course, when you're listening to fairy tales and, you know, you see the movies, these perfect loves. But then the reality of the things is a little bit different. And when you start your own dating journey, you see how things don't match up to those fairy tales.
Yeah, you see a lot of scum.
You see a lot. Whoa.
Did I use that word?
Did I use
scum? Okay, fine. Why don't we go easier? You see maybe not so many good options. But
I don't want to say like that they're like kind of necessarily bad people, or they're just bad. It's just a bad option for me.
Got it.
So, yes. Very bad options for me.
Yeah.
And it kind of dimmed the light, I want to say. Like, it dimmed the light to the point where I was like, well, maybe, you know, there is no reason for me to look for love or, you know, find love. If it happens, it happens. But as I was getting older, I kind of not gave up, but, you know, like I was more releasing to that idea of finding the love that you hear in fairy tales and
got it.
So the ultimate prince, the ultimate king, however you want to call it.
So you felt kind of discouraged a little bit after like going through dating and at one point, like you said, it felt like,
Maybe
this doesn't exist. Maybe like what I was thinking about was like a fairy tale.
Exactly. And it's not just me. It's also I have, you know, friends as reference points who also had trouble dating. So they've all encouraged you.
Do you think they influenced you in saying, hey, Layla, maybe there really isn't like a Prince Charming, but someone that is just good enough, you know, like... Is it like that?
Well, I was never really influenced, but I would just hear different stories. And it wasn't a direct influence, but it was more like a subconscious influence where, you know, it was like a little voice in the back of your head where it's like, you know, it's not. By the way, that's my cat if it's picking up on the, the noise. She's seeking attention. So I don't know if it was like a direct influence by them. Indirect, it was everything in between. You know, that just kind of puts a little, like, it dims the light on the whole love fairy tale romance.
Got it. Yeah. And yeah, that totally makes sense. So I wanted to actually kind of interject a little bit because I wanted to tell you about, or tell you guys about my experience of where I was around this time. So before I made the podcast of Looking for Your Queen, which I aired on December 9th of 2022, I was actually in Austin, Texas. And I was actually on a date. You can't see what Layla's doing, but she put her finger down her throat like, ew. But I was on a date with someone. And I remember I said to her, you know, like, we were just, it was a very odd date because we were kind of like talking about dating.
Interesting.
We're talking about dating, and one of the things that I said was, you know, I think I'm in the energy of looking for the love of my life, and she said yeah, you know, during these are the good times to find the love of your life.
She said that.
It's like the holiday seasons are great, and I was thinking, of course this is the best. Why am I not taking more full advantage of the holiday seasons? And while I was on this date, I remember going, okay, well, the person that I was on the date with, I could tell that she probably wasn't energetically my girl, because the thing that she said was like, you know, I'm looking for someone who, you know, she was kind of describing, you know, this guy who would kind of, energetically, it felt like she was looking for someone who would take things really slow.
Mm-hmm. That's like, not you.
She was like, yeah, let's just take things slow. You know, like you probably won't meet the love of your life on the first try or this, you know, on the first that you won't know.
Psych.
Until maybe like a few months, you know, maybe even like a year, then you'll really, really know. And like, I just knew like, oh, this just intuitively wasn't going to be my girl.
Mm-hmm.
But that conversation, or even going on that date during that time, that helped me see, oh, I should really take advantage, or like really go at making my romantic life, like putting a lot of effort in my romantic life during the holiday Christmas season.
Yeah.
And so for the next, you know, after I made this podcast, that's when I made, inspired me to make the podcast.
Right.
Hey, you know, I'm going to look for my queen for the next year. I said the next year, but really, it happened a little faster than a year. So let's actually jump to the part where we go to December 23rd.
Mm-hmm. So that's when we kind of connected.
December 23rd was a day that I connect. So I connected with you on December 23rd on a dating app.
Yes.
And here's something that maybe my audience knows, but that I'm not sure you know, but I hate dating apps.
Well, so do I.
and I said, you know, if I'm going to find the love of my life, I don't care how I find her. I'm going to be open to all ways of finding her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just opened myself up and I said, I'm going to do anything to like to open up the possibilities.
Yeah, good strategy.
You know, because before I was like, no, I'm never doing dating apps. and I never really met anyone really that amazing from dating apps, so I never used it. So I said, we'll also include dating apps. And then I actually met you on December 23rd.
Yeah. And I think on that particular dating app, I didn't even know it was a thing until one of my coworkers mentioned, well, why don't you try this? So it was like maybe I was on it for a day or two before we connected. So it all just was in sync, perfect sync, that how it came together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And just from not keeping things so cryptic, the dating app that she was talking about is Facebook dating.
Everybody that I tell this to, they're like, that's a thing? Facebook has a dating app? Apparently they do. I didn't know that either.
Somehow. I'm not sure if they still do. They might still have it.
You know, we met, so it doesn't need to exist anymore.
There you go. Yeah. And I remember that day when I met her, I was like, oh, wow. She kind of like caught me off guard. Like you caught me off guard, but I was still a little hesitant.
And I kept catching you off guard. You were just saying, oh, you're this way? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because dating apps sometimes are kind of like the pictures might not exactly necessarily match up with the person. And so when I first saw your profile, I was like, oh, she's like a rocker chick.
Which I am.
Which you are. That's a part of your identity.
It's one of the parts.
One of the parts. But it wasn't the main identity that I thought you were going to be.
You think I put too many like rocker chick photos?
I thought you were like a rocker chick, like, yeah, I'm ready to like rock and roll. That's what I thought.
I rocked your world.
But she did rock my world. That's right. And so my brother on like that day, I believe, he took a COVID test and he got positive.
Mm.
And my sister got so pissed off because like, oh my God, we were going to have this Christmas thing. And now Ray, my brother, has to quarantine. And like, I'm like, well,
you're exposed. So you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, so my brother can't go anywhere, basically, because he's been kind of like sick and just like by himself in his own room, just in case he did, and he did have it. And I was like, so I told Layla, hey, why don't we meet on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I think you were at the cinema and I texted you, it was raining.
No, that was the next day, but...
That was the next day?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
No, but... We decide, okay, why don't we go meet on Christmas Eve? Let's meet on Christmas Eve.
That's right, yes.
Right? Okay, so when you saw me, were you like, oh, look, that's the guy I'm gonna marry in the future. Is that what you said when you saw that photo?
Well, I don't know how many people you've told this, or should I even like tell this on the podcast, but one of the reasons why I swiped on your picture, like a month or two before I met you, I had a dream about a person that looked like you.
Mm.
And I remember it was very distinct. It was like upper face kind of features, the eyes and the nose and the smile, like just the expression. Mm. And when I saw your photos, I was like, this looks like the person because I don't know anybody that like looked like you, you know?
Mm.
So I was intrigued and I was like, oh my God, it looks exactly like that person. So
I was in your dream.
It's like you were there before I even met you. And I know how, and I didn't tell this to Patrick for a good while.
I wish you told me that, actually.
Because I didn't want to sound crazy. But that's literally how it happened. That was kind of, you know, how it...
It was like destiny.
It's not like that I wouldn't swipe. I found you very handsome and attractive.
Yeah, but there was something more.
But I felt something more to it because of that dream that I had. And I just thought like, oh, wow. What are the odds?
You know? But Layla, let me ask you this. So before you swiped, where were you on your dating like mindset? Were you like, you know, I'm ready to start dating again. I'm currently dating multiple people. I'm currently like looking to, I'm ready to find the love of my life. I'm looking for someone serious. I'm looking to just have fun. Like where were you before Before you came across my profile, like, what were you thinking about?
I didn't want to put any label. I was open to whatever happens, happens. I was just like, I kind of had a release, because I feel when you're like, oh, I need to find the love of my life. At least that was the case with me always. Like, it doesn't, I don't attract. It wouldn't happen. Got right? It. Okay. It's almost if you have like this resistance and it's not happening.
Got it.
But like, I was just very at ease with it. Like, yeah, you know, I'm open to dating. I'm open to having fun. I'm open to meeting people, even if it's like just, you know, making friendships. I'm open to, you know, connecting, just, you know, being more open
you're
to
open
the
to
world.
A, yeah.
You know,
you're open to a romantic experience.
Just like romantic experience.
Yeah.
So
whatever comes, you'll kind of take
well,
it. Is
hopefully
that what it
nothing bad
like?
Comes. I mean, I didn't have too many bad experiences, just like a few bad days, but it's okay. It's okay, you know.
But did you go through some bad dates before you met me? Like,
oh yeah.
You get really?
Yeah.
Like, what would you consider like a bad date though?
It's just, you know, first I think the most when you meet somebody and the energies don't match, it just feels awkward to be in each other's presence, much less to like
it
everything
feels,
just
yeah.
is very awkward.
God.
It doesn't feel like you're in, like with you, it felt very at ease. If you remember, like everything from that, like this first day we met, it was like, I haven't seen you in a long time. You know, that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah,
know?
That
it's
feeling of like, oh yeah, it's, hey, how's it going?
How's like, it going? Like, it was very easy. It just felt supernatural. There was nothing, I could be myself. I didn't have to fake anything. Not that I do, but you know, I didn't feel like I need to put on a persona as a lot of us sometimes do when you're trying to impress a person. I actually felt so at ease with you. I just wanted to be myself. Like, oh, this guy is just so funny.
Oh.
He makes me laugh. He's like so chill. I can be myself around with him.
Oh.
And I just love
making me swoon right now.
Yeah, I just felt very comfortable with you, and it didn't feel awkward at any point.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah. Well, I remember, like, within, like, 10 minutes, we were kind of cuddling up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because I remember,
we're
going to spill some tea. I remember I was looking at Layla, because Layla invited me to her place because she wanted to buy me dinner.
Yeah, I did that.
And I was like, whoa, this is very different. Usually, I'm the one buying dinner, but she's buying me dinner.
Different and
I,
spin.
And I remember because I saw that, it was a little different. You like immediately stood out. You know, you immediately stood out. And I was like, wow, who's this woman who's so confident? I remember at one point I was even kind of like a little bit scared. I was like, she's so confident. Like, is she going to destroy me in some kind of way? Like,
in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. In the good, all the best ways. And I remember like even when we were connecting the first time, I was like, oh, wow. Like we're like cuddling already. We're speaking to each other like we've known each other for a long time. Mm. We even spent 8 hours together on our first date.
We just talked a lot. So much to catch up on.
Yeah. And it's so funny because do you remember like the person I told you about, like the date that I went on before I kind of met you? Remember how I said like I met this person, like I went on this date with this person and she said, oh yeah, you should take things slow. You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember you were like the opposite. We were like, hey, let's just like, we don't have to do these formalities.
Well, yeah. Like you just go how it feels natural. You don't need to follow a certain code, you know? That's like, that's one thing with, you know, how society is always like, oh, you have to be courted. It has to be a procedure. You have to like see each other for 3 months before you become, why? If it feels right, it feels right. That's it.
Yeah, but I always say, like, the reason why I also knew that you were my girl was because how you acted from that trust of, like, hey, like, I like you.
Yeah.
And it's, and however the pace we move is fine because the relationship is dictating how we're moving.
Exactly.
But it also takes a lot of trust for someone to do that because they might get scared or get hurt. And for guys, a lot of times, they're like, if I go too fast, I might mess things up. You know, for us, we just went at the speed of light.
We did. But I think, you know, that would be maybe a different kind of topic also, like how, you know, these things are different for everybody, I think.
That's true.
And we're all at a different levels and different journeys.
Yeah, that's right. Because maybe sometimes people should take things more slow. If they do really need that slow.
If you need time, you need time, you know, yeah. And that's okay. If you don't need time, if you want to go with speed of light, that's also okay. And we are the living
proof. We're the speed of light. Yeah.
We are the speed of light.
Yeah. So the next day, which was Christmas Day, you know, Layla and I decided to hang out again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember I just watched The Matrix 2. I came out of the movie theaters and I was just thinking about Layla, and she texts me right as I walk outside in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow. It's crazy how we both kind of were thinking about each other at the same time.
That's right.
And then we spent another like 8 to 10 hours hanging out with each other afterwards.
Exactly.
Or spending time together. And I remember after that day, I told Layla, I love you.
You did.
And again, that's something that you shouldn't normally do, quote unquote, on date. It's not the right, it's too fast.
What did I say?
I think you said something like, oh, I love you too.
Yeah, I said that.
And I was like, whoa, I did not expect her to say that.
You didn't hear me say that, like, but it just felt right, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the thing, like when it feels right, it feels right. I kind of follow my inner guidance and I listen to my inner being, so if it tells me go ahead, I march ahead.
Oh wow. amazing. And then the third day, you know, we spent time again together, and this time I remember I was in a car with her, and as we were about to go to dinner, like for the first time, I said to her, you know, I'm not sure what you're doing for New Year's Eve, but you should tell your girlfriend that I'm going to be hanging out with you because I want you to be my girlfriend.
And I think it was my best friend, and we wanted to spend the New Year together. We already made plans before I met you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like this, because we were both single at the time. And you were like, why don't you tell your girlfriend that you're no longer single?
Oh, okay. Something like that. Yeah.
Those lines, yes. And I was like, yes.
Which, by the way, we did actually end up hanging out with that girlfriend later on.
We
did.
We ended up with her again. Like, we celebrated with the New Year's with her and her.
Her man.
Her man.
At the time.
At the time, yeah. Even though she was kind of in between, right? Single and not single. So, yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. So, what I wanted to emphasize also, on the third day, we just like said, okay, we're boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes.
Here are the keys to our places.
Yes, exactly. We exchanged the keys.
Let's just go even more fast in the speed of light.
And I felt, people are like, were you afraid to give him? Like, no, I felt no fear whatsoever. It was the most right thing I felt in a long, long time. And I've been right. So, you know, I encourage everybody to listen to their inner voice.
That's right. That's right.
If it feels right, it feels right.
So now jumping forward,
mm-hmm.
right? Jumping in time.
Yes.
We did a lot of things together.
Oh my God. The year has been so filled with events, with travels,
yeah.
with things like.
Yeah. So we basically just spent
time. We're engaged.
Yeah. We're engaged. Yeah. And I remember thinking, of actually proposing to you a lot faster than you know, a few months.
Well, basically you did it 10 months in.
10
right?
months in, yeah. But it's like, I kind of knew already. I was like, oh yeah, this is the woman that I'm going to end up marrying. Like I just kept telling her, hey, you're going to be the woman I'm going to marry. It's like I kept telling her that.
I knew it.
And you knew it. But when do you feel like you knew?
So
like
how funny. Long?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because a few weeks after we started dating, I told one of my coworkers I was talking about you, and I told her, I think I'm going to marry this guy. I think this is the one. And, you know, she was like, you don't know that.
That's kind of an intense thing to say.
It is an intense thing to say, but I don't, you know, I never haven't been really saying it, you know, when I go on. You know, when you go on dates, you don't know what to expect. And most of the time it has been a disappointment, even if, you know, you end up dating someone for a few weeks, few months. I haven't had that vision, you know. It doesn't happen very often. So, I mean, obviously we both had relationships, but that's a different thing. Those didn't work out for whatever reason. We know the reasons, but I'm glad. I'm, again, really glad and happy that things went the way they did. Even though, like, my path was pretty rough and, you know, painful, but I'm so, so grateful where I'm at right now.
Yeah, and I remember when I was looking back at all, like, the relationships I had, I remember thinking, oh, it all makes sense when you look back at it, why those ones didn't work out.
Makes total
sense. It's like, oh, that all makes sense now.
You have to experience the contrast of, you know, what you don't want to finally get what you want and to learn how to appreciate. Because if I met you and maybe if we started dating in our 20s, with everything that we are giving to each other, maybe we wouldn't appreciate each other.
You know, we would
take it for granted.
Maybe.
So I had to experience, and I don't know, like you too, like I had to experience the contrast of not having good relationships, of having lack of communication, lack of, you know, understanding, lack of everything, you know, of what I kind of value and what I need to finally find all of it in you. And it's like, okay, this is it.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I value you so much, and you're just so, you're pure magic. I keep saying that. Patrick is pure magic. Oh, and you made my world magical.
Layla, I would say the same thing for you. You made my world the magic.
The magic.
And then you became my queen.
You're my king.
Right?
Let's rule this kingdom.
We're ruling kingdoms now. So, it's actually really interesting because it's just like before, even as a quote unquote dating coach, I didn't know if it was like how it was going to work. You know, I had no idea how it was going to work. Like I know when I talk to clients, like when I'm working with clients, sometimes I have to help clients see, hey, this is something that can work for you. Like, you might not be able to see it. You might feel like you might be spending a lot of time where you'll be wasting time because you're not going to get the result and you don't know when you're going to get the result. But if you stick in long enough, something magical will happen.
Yes.
Because you put time, attention, and energy towards it.
I think it works with anything, not just relationships, absolutely. With careers, with sports, anything you want, you name it. You have to persevere and keep going and keep trying. You don't back off just because you had one bad experience or one. You just keep going.
Yeah. When I said, hey, I'm going to find someone within a year, like I was prepared for the year. Like if it doesn't happen within a year, I'm still going to persevere. But I said I gave my intense energy. I'll give my intense energy for a year.
You had a focus on it.
I had a very focus. And a lot of times whenever I do that, sometimes things will happen a lot faster than the time that you think you're going to achieve that result. Right? So for me, it actually from December 9th to when I ended up ending up in a relationship with you, it was more like about 2.5 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, I'm going to do this within 1 year. But it happened within 3 weeks. And I was like, wow, my world has completely changed now.
Yep.
You know, and it's the most incredible thing because sometimes it feels like your reality will stay like that forever.
I know. And you can, that's like our mind creates the, basically creates your reality, because if you really convince yourself, oh, I'm not worthy, nobody wants me, nobody likes me, I will never find anyone, you're literally sending that message out there and you act that way. And people pick up on those things. So, you know, when I go out, I feel confident, I feel like I'm beautiful, you know, I attract, like, you know, honestly, people will notice because you carry yourself that way. And it's very important to carry yourself the way you want to be looked at by people.
Okay.
You know, that's what I've been doing. It works.
I see. Well, you know, ever since, so a few things that have happened, I guess, here are just some, extra samples of, mm-hmm. of things that have happened. Layla's met my parents, obviously. And one of the things... And she met my mom and my sister at the same time, actually, for the first time.
Yeah.
Which happened to be Mother's Day.
Yes. Yes. And your dad.
And my dad, yeah. Yes. And then I met her family in Bosnia on her brother's birthday weekend.
Yes. We went there for like less than 10 days and it was the most intense trip.
It was the most intense trip,
He yeah. met my entire family, my friends. Well, some of my friends that we were able to see, but you saw my past, basically. You saw where I grew up, you know, how my life looked like.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how intense it was for you as well, not just me.
Yeah. So it's been a whirlwind of a year.
It has been.
And as we were talking about a second ago, realities can change so fast.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'm sleeping on my bed by myself. And then the next, I'm sleeping in the bed every day with you and waking up to you.
Yes.
And that can happen to any of you listening to this show as well. Magic can happen very fast when you fully commit to the romantic journey. I know I committed to the romantic journey. And it sounded like at least you were open to all the possibilities.
Yes.
But for you, were you open to like... if you had to like grade it on a scale, I'm kind of like more so leaning towards I could have fun. I'm leaning towards I'm just open to meeting someone. I'm leaning towards my energy moving more in the vibration of meaning I'm ready for the love of my life. Where were you before we met?
I wasn't sure if I was going to meet the love of my life, but deep down, that was my ultimate wish. That was always my ultimate wish to meet the one that I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
So it's like a simmering background.
It was always like in a simmering background. Like I said, it's just more that, you know, the experiences, the bad experiences dim that light.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the previous bad relationships and kind of took away from the magic, I want to say, unfortunately. Mm. But I didn't let that, you know, stop me. Mm-hmm. So I still opened myself up to the possibilities. I'm open to this. Absolutely, I am.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know, take away from my life and my joy.
Mm.
I want that. But if, you know, I want the quality. I don't want to just be in a relationship and settle. I want the best for me.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where we were similar. Yes. Because I said, for me, my version is... I said, I'm not settling.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like I had this energy of, I am not settling. I am looking for my queen.
I need the ultimate love.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? When I said that, all the women that were like, hey, Pat, you wanna play around?
No.
Start showing up when I was in that energy. Because it was kind of like the universe or God or whatever it is. It's like testing you. Hey, are you sure you really want that? Because I'm gonna send some very tempting treats for you to see if you'll catch.
If you're really committed to this. Yeah.
And for me, I actually said no more than ever before.
Wow.
Like I said, no. Oh, it's so sweet of you, but I'm sorry. I'm kind of looking for the love of my life right now. And I kept denying anything coming towards me that wasn't the queen.
Because
I was like, I am not settling. I am looking for my queen for the next year.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember like some of the days that I went on, you know, the people are different, right? Somebody's old. Not everybody's monogamous. Like a lot of people are like into multiple partners, things like that.
Yeah. That's true.
And, you know, the second I would hear that, it would be like a no for me because I want the one. I don't want to fool around. Mm. I'm open to meeting you.
Mm.
I'm open to meeting all sorts of people, but you know, I know what I am looking for.
I see.
So, I think you also need to know deep down what you want, but it's okay to play around, to play the field.
Yeah, there we go.
Play the field. Play it, see what happens. Nothing wrong with having fun, still being open, but you know, especially when you're young, you have to experience all the contrast in order to appreciate when the right thing comes along.
Because then you know.
You know then. You yeah. definitely know. And you can value and appreciate it. And you yeah. don't take it for granted.
Beautiful. And I think right there, we are going to end this podcast episode, as today is the recap of the year, of what's changed for me. But also want to know what's changed for you, since you all listen to this podcast. So send me a message at patrick@wooist.com in the sections below. If you have any questions for Layla or I, send them to me. And if you're interested in working directly together, we can also talk about that as well. So I want to wish you guys a wonderful Merry Christmas, wonderful holiday season. I want to wish you guys the most amazing romantic success. And Layla, do you have anything else you want to say to the audience before we head out?
It's the happy holidays, and I hope you all find the magic this year.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Have a wonderful day. Ta-ta. And I'll talk to you guys real, real soon.
Bye.